This is Citizens Council Forum, America's number one public affairs program, where prominent Americans report to the nation on important issues. This week, the series of discussions is presented coast to coast by Citizens Council Forum, a nonprofit educational corporation, with the cooperation of public-spirited broadcasters who share our belief that Americans must be informed to remain free. Now, from Washington, here is the producer of Citizens Council Forum, Dick Morphew.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Citizens Council Forum. It's a real pleasure to have on the program today Representative Armistead Selden, Democrat from Alabama. Mr. Selden, glad you could take time out to be with us today.
Thank you, Dick. It's a pleasure for me to appear again on your forum.
Congressman Selden, there's recently been a great deal of news coverage concerning events in the city of Selma, Alabama. I know that you've been keeping in close touch with developments in Selma. Do you believe that the national news media generally have presented a balanced picture of what's been going on there?
Frankly, Dick, I do not think that has been the case. I have watched the press very carefully here in Washington, and I have read some of the other eastern newspapers, and I think that many of the events that have taken place there, particularly those that have been more favorable to the South, have not been reported as fully, certainly, as the events that have taken place that have been less favorable to the South. As a matter of fact, on the 2nd of February, I received a telegram from the publisher of the Selma Times-Journal, the only daily newspaper in Selma. And I think it might be of interest to your listening audience for me to read this telegram to them, because I think it's very significant.
Yes, please do.
This is from Mr. Roswell Falkenberry, as I pointed out, the publisher of the Selma Times-Journal. Mr. Falkenberry said, and I quote, "In view of continued provocation of local Negro citizens by professional agitators, despite conscientious efforts of a responsible white community to comply with the Civil Rights Act of 1964, this newspaper respectfully requests that you urge the immediate appointment of a joint congressional committee to investigate the actual conditions existing in Selma at this time. We urge that an unbiased, responsible group representing both the House and the Senate be dispatched to this city immediately as fact finders to observe the situation in which the city of Selma is being thwarted in an attempt to observe all existing local, state, and federal statutes. We do not ask for help," Mr. Falkenberry goes on to say, "nor do we request intervention. We simply ask that the true facts concerning the racial difficulties now existing in our city be ascertained by the Congress, and that these facts be made known on the floors of both the Senate and the House of Representatives." Now, this telegram had the support of many leading citizens of that community. A telegram from the mayor of Selma himself endorsed Mr. Falkenberry's request.
And in response to this request, what did you do?
In response to this request, I went with the dean of the Alabama Congressional Delegation, Congressman George Andrews, and discussed this both with Congressman Emanuel Sella, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, and with Senator James Eastland, the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. As a matter of fact, at Senator Eastland's invitation, we appeared before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Congressman Sella felt that his committee did not have the jurisdiction to appoint a joint committee to go down. Consequently, on the 4th of February, I introduced a joint resolution setting up a House-Senate committee that would go down and investigate the actual conditions existing in Selma. Now, this committee would have been composed of both Democrats and Republicans, of both senators and representatives, and they would have been from all sections of the country. Consequently, certainly, both sides of the picture would have been presented as a result of the investigation of such a committee. Unfortunately, the Rules Committee did not take action on this legislation, which indicated that the leadership in the House, both Democratic and Republican, did not favor such an investigation. However, on the day that this resolution was introduced, a group of Northern and Western congressmen, most of them first and second term members, announced that they were going to Selma at the invitation of one of the leaders in these demonstrations to investigate for themselves what was going on. This group went. There were Republicans and Democrats in the group. They came back, and most of them gave what I believe to be a biased report on what was taking place. They were there only a few hours. They returned to Washington and immediately either had press conferences or made statements on the floor of the House. This was a self-appointed group. They were not sent by the Congress of the United States. They had no investigative powers. But I think many people in the North felt that they had been an appointed group. Consequently, I urged even stronger that a duly appointed group be sent to Selma. As I pointed out, unfortunately, the leadership on the Democratic and the Republican side did not feel that this should be done, and they quietly put my resolution to sleep. I hope they will be as diligent in the future in urging that no self-appointed members of Congress make investigations similar to that was made in Selma several weeks ago.
Congressman Selden, the impression has been created by many of these biased and prejudicial news reports emanating from Selma that the officials there and throughout the South generally, indeed, are attempting to make it more difficult for Negroes to register as voters. Now, I'd like to get into this a little bit, first by asking you to review very briefly just what is the Alabama registration procedure. What would you or I have to do were we seeking to register to vote in Alabama?
Well, 2 days each month is set aside for the registration boards in the respective counties to meet and for those who wish to vote to present their applications and to take a voter registration test. Now, these tests apply to both white and to Negro citizens of our state. A small group usually are there every time that this board meets. Some are able to register with the test that is given, a few are not. Through the years, this has been going on, and we have in my district many qualified Negro citizens who vote, more registering and qualifying every day. Now, in Selma, at the special request of the registration board, the legislature granted them 10 additional days in the month of January in which they could register voters. It's my understanding that for the first 6 days of these 10 days that came in the normal amounts, perhaps 20 to 25 or 30, and they were given the applications and allowed to register and take the test. On the seventh day, at the sign from their leadership, they came in by the hundreds and even the thousands, many of whom were not qualified to vote, many of whom were children, for example. Some who were already registered were in that group, and some who did not even live in Dallas County or in the state of Alabama. And I don't think that any reasonable person would think that any community, whether it was Washington or Chicago or New Orleans or Selma, Alabama, could register from 1,000 to 1,500 applicants a day. I think that was unreasonable. The local officials are making every effort to comply, as Mr. Falkenberry pointed out, with the local, the state, and the federal statutes. And I think this is extremely important. No issue was raised during the demonstrations in Selma that were not already in the federal courts to be decided. In other words, there is some conflict with the local and the state and the federal statutes. But these matters have been taken into the federal courts, and they are in the process of being decided at this time. Of course, until they are decided, then the state laws prevail, and those local officials must comply with the laws of their own state. No issues were raised by the demonstrations in Selma that were not already in the federal courts, and I think that's extremely important and that the people of this nation should realize that.
Congressman Selden, I know you've been in close touch with the state and local leadership back in Alabama. Do you believe, based on your own knowledge, that the responsible citizens of Selma and your state generally, and the state and local officials, want the same rules to apply to all, that they are dedicated to an impartial administration of the voting laws?
I think so. I think perhaps that our voting laws are stricter than they are in some states, but that has been in the past a state matter. I do think, however, that they are very anxious to apply these laws fairly to both the white and the Negro.
Then actually what these demonstrations are all about would seem to boil down to the seeking of special treatment by these organized minority groups.
Well, I think that you should remember that last year, when the 1964 Civil Rights Act was passed, that many of the advocates of that legislation said that they were for this measure because they felt it would take the civil rights movement out of the streets of America and put it into the courts. Now, this is in the courts as far as Alabama is concerned, but certain agitators who have gone down to Alabama are attempting now to take it out of the courts and put it back into the streets. And I can't believe that the American people, if they knew all the facts, would approve of this action.
Actually, there have been press reports of thousands of arrests in Selma, which would lead one from the outside, unfamiliar with local conditions there, to believe that this agitation has a great deal of support from within the Negro community in Selma. Aren't a lot of these arrests repetitive, that is, the same people being arrested time and time again?
Well, of course, as you know, the reason many of these people have been arrested is because they have been parading without a license. There are certain rules and regulations as far as parades are concerned, and they apply to the white and the Negroes alike. They have purposely violated these rules. They have not gotten permits in certain instances and have paraded anyway. Consequently, some of them have been arrested, and when they have been released, they have had other parades, and I feel certain that some have been arrested more than once.
Congressman Selden, do you believe that the average American citizen, were he made aware of the true conditions in Selma, would be critical of the way that community is attempting to administer its laws?
Well, I think that in recent weeks that the officials of Selma, Alabama, have done everything possible to carry out the local, the state, and the federal statutes. As I pointed out earlier, there is a conflict between the state and the federal statutes, and until the courts decide, certainly the state statutes will continue to apply. And it's the duty of these local officials or state officials to comply with the law as they see it. And I believe that they have made a real effort to do so in Selma, Alabama, and in other smaller communities of the state.
Congressman Selden, our time has gone by very quickly. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Dick. It's always a pleasure to be on your program.
Our guest on today's edition of Citizens Council Forum has been Representative Armistead Selden, Democrat from Alabama. Join us again next week at the same time when we'll be back with another program in your Citizens Council Forum series. Till then, Dick Morphew speaking coast to coast, saying thanks a lot for being with us. So long, everybody.
Citizens Council Forum is dedicated to the preservation of our American tradition of freedom. If you agree that individual liberty and constitutional government must be preserved, if you want to do something positive and worthwhile to help protect our freedom, then we want to hear from you. Just write to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We'll be happy to send you, without obligation, literature showing how you can help. Address your card or letter to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. America's number one public affairs series is presented coast to coast each week by Citizens Council Forum, a nonprofit educational corporation, assisted by a grant from the Mississippi State Sovereignty Commission, an official agency of the state of Mississippi. Join us next week for another informative discussion and remind your friends to tune in. It's time to take a stand. By working together, we can and will safeguard our freedom.